Blog Talk Radio.
The Anthony Johnson Show starts now. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this edition of the Anthony Johnson Show. Great to be back. We had a bunch of technical difficulties going on with Blog Talk lately. I've been a little, I had to reach out to them last week to let them know that, you know, I've been taping my shows and they haven't been coming up, which is disappointing because I had a lot to say. And, you know, I thought that everything was being recorded. It wasn't. So they had told me there were some difficulties and kind of told me what I needed to do. So I'm glad to have been able to do it. And we're going to see how it works out today, because normally the last two shows that I've done, it only records 1 minute of the shows. This is the, you know, of course, you know, this is a 30-minute show. And so it was some difficulties that was very frustrating. So as I said, I reached out to them, the management, IT team for Blog Talk Radio, and let them know what was happening. And they said that they, you know, what I needed to do, and we shouldn't have any more difficulties. So thank you for being patient, and I'm glad to be back. Before I get started with the show, I want to thank those who supported Dreamfield Academy's immigration information session that we had this past Monday, the 13th of February. We had invited Immigration Customs Enforcement, we invited Homeland Security, the Philadelphia Police Department, 24th and 25th District, Pennsylvania Department of Public Assistance, Esperanza, American Immigration Lawyers Association, U.S. District Attorney's Office, and Philadelphia Housing Authority. These organizations came out and they provided the community with a great deal of resources and great deal of information about everything that's going on, what they needed to do, if they need visas, new visas, and things like that. So it was in light of everything with the current president, Donald Trump, bans and sending ICE agents out around the country to round up people. A lot of people were very afraid to attend because they were under the assumption that if they came, they were going to be arrested. This is the climate we're experiencing here now in this country, ladies and gentlemen, where people, you know, and some Americans think that's absolutely okay. Like, hey, they should be rounded up and arrested and deported and so forth and so forth. I don't agree with that at all. I don't think people should be treated like that. I think there's the wonderful thing about this event that we had on Monday, February 13th, was these agencies, these government agencies were there to tell the people exactly what they need to do. If you're undocumented, here's what you need to do, and here's how we can help you get documented. So that was great to see. It's just bad in this country at this juncture. You know, again, Donald Trump is the president of the United States, and he is an absolute horrible president. When the court rules against his travel ban, I think that they'll try to manufacture a terrorist attack. You want proof? Yesterday, he talked about Sweden being under attack by a terrorist group. This man will stop at absolutely nothing, and the people around him will stop at nothing to harm people in this country, that he's willing to lie. I mean, a third grader would have been able to debunk that, but he did it anyway. Why? Because those 62 million Americans that voted for Donald Trump, anything that comes out of his mouth, they believe, because they don't take the time to check the news to find out where is this coming from. He came out at a rally yesterday, a 2020 rally. Now, this president hasn't done anything successful since being elected 30 days ago, and he's already stumping for 2020. And he uses, he's in, he invokes that, you know, we need these travel bans and we need to ban these people and get all these people out of this country. You know, just think what happened what happened in Sweden. This is the same guy who has people around him talking about, you know, Bowling Green, a fictitious, you know, a massacre. Now Sweden. It's sad that so many Americans are actually believing this foolishness. That even you, these same people say, you know, they're American, they love this country, they're a patriot. No, that's BS. Because if you love this country so much, if you are quote-unquote patriot, then why are you allowing this man to do the things that he does to hurt this nation? For example, this week, what do we have? A Russian ship in American waters. How many times have you seen any president do that? I mean, say what you want about George W. And he said, you know, he Putin was a good man because he looked into his soul. And people are still scratching their head trying to figure that one out. But can you imagine even a Bush, even George W. If a Russian ship was in our waters without us being notified, can you imagine what would have happened? Can you imagine what would have happened? This man is basically giving the keys to this country to Russia. And all these so-called Americans are sitting back and saying nothing. You're not a true American. You were born here. That's pretty much it. You know very little about this country. They've been doing polls about the asking voters of Trump, you know, should a wall be built to keep people from the Middle East coming over and building it, you know, in the Atlantic Ocean? And people are like, yeah. I mean, this is really bad. I mean, as a nation, our illiteracy and our lack of intelligence has been questioned for the last 15, 20 years. But it's like since he's been elected, it's gone to this new level. And people are just laughing at us. Donald Trump is giving great concerns to our allies and comfort to our adversaries. Because the attitude is if the people are willing to elect somebody like this, so woefully bad, so woefully unintelligent, that, I mean, anytime we feel like going over there invading, we could. America is truly a country without a leader. All these things that Donald Trump is doing, if President Obama had done anything remotely close to this, Republicans and people in general would be screaming for his head. I wouldn't be surprised if every couple of days somebody would be trying to climb the fence to get at the president on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. But Donald Trump is doing it, and people don't see anything wrong with it. Now he's turned his attention to the news. He's turned his attention to the news. He's saying that basically the news are an enemy to the public. He's saying the media is an enemy to the American people. And many Americans are following him. They're right. Because if you don't agree with him, if you say I disagree, if you're in the media, you say, well, what he's doing is wrong, or I completely disagree with that, you're fake news. As long as you're saying, yes, you're right, Trump, everything is right, Trump, you're okay with him. I mean, he's so transparent, and yet you have so many people that follow this guy. It's like watching Jim Jones. It really is. I mean, you got to remember something. Donald Trump once said at a rally that he could go and shoot somebody, you know, in New York and on 54th Street or whatever in Times Square, and that he would still be voted. He would still get votes. And the people were cheering. There was nobody in that group that said, hey, well, wait a minute, what did you say? Wait a minute, dude, hold on. Now, you've gone too far now. If you go in front in Times Square and shoot somebody, of course I ain't going to vote for you. We'll be the first ones making sure that your ass go to jail. It's not. He has gone after the news, the media, the American media, like no president has ever gone after him. And he's got his people, he's got his cabinet members, he got everybody saying, oh, this is fake news. So you go on CNN or MSNBC or ABC or CBS News, and you ask him or ask one of his goons a difficult question. It's like, oh, this is fake news. If it's fake news, why go on? These people are not very intelligent. Common sense would say, if it's fake news, then why go on there? Why go on CNN or MSNBC or NBC or CBS or ABC? Why go on there? I wouldn't go on. I would say that's fake news. We don't talk to fake news networks. Thank you. Have a good day. Whatever you write about us, that's for you. When we get wind of it, we'll just say you're fake news. But doesn't this look like a little bit of chickens coming home to roost for the media? Look, ladies and gentlemen, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and a slew of other networks, they continued for more than a year to promote this imbecile-in-chief foolishness during the presidential cycle. I mean, when Donald Trump is about to say something, they would interrupt important programming. You have heads of states dying, and they're doing the funeral, and Donald Trump would come up, and we're going to have to leave this funeral for this head of state, this dignitary. Donald Trump is about to say something stupid, so we want to be the first to get this so we can get good ratings. So they did this for over a year. And it wasn't just me, but millions of Americans kept telling the networks to stop reporting on this guy. Stop letting this guy talk and then not give him a rebuttal and say what he is saying is absolutely wrong. They're doing it now. They reported on his dits because he was ratings gold. And he even said, and what can only be termed as a drunk uncle who pisses in his pants and then asks who spilled a drink on him. That idiotic diatribe that he went talking about at this press conference, y'all call it a press conference, and he talked about, you know, how many times every time he spoke, you know, every time he gave a speech, how the media was right there. He's letting them know. And Donald Trump didn't pay anything. He's the first presidential candidate in history since modern television to not pay for speeches to be advertised. Because the media, the news media, ate it up. Even one of the heads at ABC, at CBS said that he's an idiot, he's a buffoon, he's a fool. But Donald Trump is ratings gold. He gets great ratings. And he said every time we report on Donald Trump, our ratings go through the roof. Then when they started seeing that, damn, this guy really is going. He really might win. Then they tried to start, you know. Going after him, like, you know, oh, wait a minute. Did you say all Mexicans are murderers or rapists? Like, yeah, I said that, you know, I said that almost a year ago. Oh, well, we got a report on that. It was too late. You let the genie out of the bottle. You gave him carte blanche. You gave him unprecedented media attention that he didn't have to pay for. Instead of condemning his foolishness, you want to go to one of his speeches and show it to the American people? Then right after he's done, you say, this is the type of foolishness that this country cannot have. You can be objective without being subjective. And they didn't do that. So what's happening is they're angry because he calls them fake news. They got what they paid for. Now they want to challenge him every twist and turn, and now and then – he's like I've, like he does everything like he's done all his life. He gets what he wants from people, Once he uses them up, once they no longer serve a purpose, he throw them to the wolves. So he used the media. He used them. You know, Hillary Clinton, Secretary Clinton, she spent millions of dollars for advertising. Trump spent nothing. Because every time he gave a speech somewhere, these networks were there. So now it's like payback because they're calling them fake news. They're calling them fake news because, as I said, he doesn't, when you disagree with him, everybody keeps focusing their attention on Donald Trump. And as I said last week, you didn't hear this during my telecast, that Steve Bannon, his advisor, he is the one that needs to be put on full display because everything you see and hear Donald Trump saying, these are marching orders. These are talking points from Steve Bannon. Now, you may say, well, Anthony, Donald Trump kind of does whatever he wants to do, so forth and so forth. Donald Trump did not want to become president. Donald Trump actually thought he could win the presidency, say, I told you I could do it. I know, but I don't want to be president. No, have a good day. But Steve Bannon is the one that's saying, no, you're going to remain president, but I'm going to tell you everything you need to say and do. Our focus should not just be solely on the imbecile in chief. Bannon is a racist, an anti-Semite, an anti-Latino, anti-Asian, anti-Black, anti-Native American, and anti-Muslim. You see, Bannon desires an all-white America controlled by white men. And he's willing to destroy this country. Take a look at what's happening right now in this country. He is willing to destroy America so that his dream of an all-white country can be fulfilled. And as I've said to my gay friends and family, he doesn't want you either. So when I just ran out of all those things that he's anti, he's not particularly fond of gay people either. But he has Mike Pence to handle them. The imbecile in chief is getting his marching orders from Bannon. And once all his nominees are confirmed, and they are getting confirmed, Paulser was the only one that dropped out. Flynn had to resign because everybody and their grandmother knows that Donald Trump has a relationship with Russia, and Russia played a role in our politics. It's as simple as that. But they will also get all their marching orders from one person, Bannon. This is where we are. Donald Trump is the worst thing that could happen to this country. 62 million people believe that Donald Trump would be a good president, that he would change the landscape. People keep walking around saying that Donald Trump won, and the media was notorious for saying this, is because of the forgotten group in this country, you know, the middle class, the middle class white person, white men, they feel like they've been betrayed. Really? I don't agree with a lot of things with Bill Maher. I'm not a Bill Maher fan. I thought he was a true progressive, but how he went after Bernie Sanders and, you know, and just, all these guys just fell in line to do whatever it took to get Hillary Clinton elected, which bothered me royally. But he said something that I agree with. He said the average salary of a Donald Trump supporter is $72,000 a year. That's a lot of money to make every year, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? No, the forgotten people, the group of people in this country, and they've always been forgotten, are the working poor and the poor. Just because you jump up and say, "Oh, well, don't poor people have welfare?" That's not remembering you. That's not keeping you in mind, because most poor people don't want a handout. They want a hand up. They want opportunity. So when you provide them with an opportunity, giving them welfare is not an opportunity. Welfare benefits helps you out when you're struggling. It's to get you back on your feet. But once it does that, then where are the economic opportunities for that person to go further, to move on, to get completely away from a public assistance? So, you know, I'm tired of that buffoonery about people always saying that, or the middle class, the forgotten people. The middle class has not been forgotten. The attention has always been on middle class. Every candidate that runs out there, they always talk about the middle class, the middle class. I have never heard anybody except Bernie Sanders, not even Barack Obama when he ran the first time and the second time, never talking about the working poor and poor. It's always the middle class. It's always the middle class. It's always the middle class. And ladies and gentlemen, the middle class, particularly those who consider themselves liberals, are the ones that actually went out and voted for Donald Trump. That's another fact that people just don't want to have that discussion. It's a reality. 53% of women voted for Donald Trump. 53% of the women, white women that voted for Donald Trump were not all Republican. They were Democrats. And before you jump out there and say, oh, yes, you're right, Anthony, those were those Bernie Democrats. Nope. Those were those Hillary Democrats. These individuals are a large group of people. They're large. They are disciples. They are from a past group of Democrats that went Republican. Reagan Democrats. Reagan won 49 of the 50 states against Jimmy Carter. You're telling me that he would have won all those states with just Republican support? Of course not. Of course not. That's not even based in reality. Ronald Reagan won because the Democratic Party in this country betrayed Jimmy Carter and went and pushed a button for Ronald Reagan. And those same people, those descendants of Ronald Reagan, those daughters, those sons, those granddaughters, those grandsons, they did the same thing with Donald Trump. If 94% of the women, black women, went out and voted for Hillary Clinton, 68% went out and voted for Hillary Clinton, another 47% went out and voted for Hillary Clinton. You know, all those women in this country, all those men, how did he win? How did Donald Trump win? Even if you want to say, oh, well, a lot of people stayed home and didn't vote in the presidency. That's not uncommon. That's not uncommon. The bottom line is that the Democratic Party has a lot of issues, and a lot of people were fed up with them. Do I believe some Bernie Sanders supporters went out and voted for Donald Trump? No. No. Do I think they decided not to vote at all? Absolutely. I think it's safe to say millions of Bernie Sanders supporters did not vote in this presidential election. Donald Trump is here. Donald Trump is this president because this country failed to do the very simple and basic things, to get involved, with our political issues. All these the politics, people say, oh, it doesn't affect me. It doesn't bother me. Now it does. Now they're seeing the error in their thinking. This is the payback, turning your back on your government. We are the government. The people are the government of this country. We turned over, when I say we, I'm saying this nation. I sure as hell didn't vote for Donald Trump. But we as a nation gave this country to a classless, petty, vindictive little man. He's the most divisive president since Andrew Johnson and Richard Nixon. And only a coward, a narrow-minded and malevolent creature would seek to divide a nation. And Trump fits this description perfectly. That's where we are in this country right now. But we can't put all the blame on Donald Trump and his supporters. So-called liberals, Democrats in this country have done the same thing. The Democratic Party betrayed their supporters. We cannot continue this going down this rabbit hole. Donald Trump is failing as president because he never had any interest in governing. He never was interested in this. It doesn't matter whether it is his staff or Trump himself. Running the Twitter account, the attitude is the same. Trump and his staff are using the power of the White House to settle scores and enrich themselves, and they are helping the American people. That's where we are with this country, in this country. He is behaving like a person who made a miserable idea of being president. He is treating the power of being the nation's commander-in-chief as a new toy that he can use to spite his enemies, and that's exactly what he's doing, despite his enemies. Real or fake, most of them are fake. His campaign promise had to be modified or dropped. He wants to repeal Obamacare. Republicans are doing that. And he cannot deport 11 million immigrants. And the wall is going to be a fence. The president of Mexico has made this crystal clear. He is not going to pay for this wall. And even though Donald Trump slipped in there a couple of weeks ago about Americans paying it for starters, once again, his supporters, the so-called conservative fiscally sound, you didn't hear a whimper when he said that. Had that been President Obama, said, well, we're going to build this wall. Mexico is playing hardball. So until they come around, we're going to have to tax the people. The American people will pay for it. People would have gone crazy. They'd have been howling. Screaming for President Obama's head. Donald Trump is the worst president this nation has ever produced. Stay tuned, for I believe it will get a lot worse before it gets better. Thank you for tuning in to the Anthony Johnson Show tonight. As always, it's good to be back, and I appreciate you. Your patience and your loyalty to the show. I end this evening's show with this edition of We Can Be the Outcome. Registered Democrats should be demanding most of the members in the DNC to simply go away. It doesn't matter if they resign, retire, or fade to black. They must go. The party needs an infusion of new leaders and new ideas, and the current Democratic Party possesses neither. The progressive wing of the Democratic Party must now and for all time take over. There should be absolutely no negotiating on this topic. The old way of thinking by the Democratic Party must finally be abandoned and put out of its misery. If it doesn't happen, we'll continue to watch in horror as Republicans consistently beat the Democrats while destroying America and bringing about the nation closer to a civil war. If we're not too careful, we will elect another Donald Trump. And this one will be worse than the current. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.